We left early on the day of the concert and arrived 3 hours later. We had arranged for our equipment to be shipped a day early so they could begin set up right after the feature act of the previous night had finished. Turned out to be Pride, one of the groups we competed against in Rock Band Wars. Shame we never got to meet them. They were gone by the time we arrived around 10. Tips and Bobby were allowed to go off together as long as they kept their cell phones turned on and were back at the backstage 2 hours before showtime. Star, Sarah, Dan, and Aurora decided to stick together and see most of the arts and crafts and the horticulture exhibits. Me, I went straight for the Midway. Oh yeah, hearing those familiar sounds brought back memories. And of course, I had to take in some of the fair food. I mean, it just isn't a fair without a couple of corn dogs and a funnel cake or two. I had a banana split with me and was slowly working on it, letting the ice cream melt and walking past a number of the entertainment pavilions where different acts were playing throughout the day. I passed by one where it looked like someone was doing a karate demonstration, showing off a few of his katas and then getting a few people from the audience to come up on stage and hold boards for him, then doing a few fancy kicks to break them in succession. There was something about the fur who was doing the demonstration, something I don't know exactly what, but I suddenly felt this feeling in the pit of my stomach that filled me with, well, it was an odd combination of attraction and fear. I wasn't exactly sure why, but I found myself entering the tent and sitting down on the side near the back to try and figure out what it was I was feeling. I set my ice cream down on the folding chair next to me. I'd lost my appetite by then and just watched. About that time, the dog who was giving the demonstration glanced over at me. He then did what I can only describe as a double take. He called up a couple of other people onto the stage and did another demonstration where they held the boards, three of them, and he tried to break all three at once. Several times he had to stop to regain his concentration, and he looked at me a few times again. Something told me that I should know this fur. But its appearance was so, all I can call it is weathered and worn, like he'd seen the worst that life could offer and lived to tell about it. Eventually he managed to focus and break the boards. When the applause died, he went to the microphone on the side of the stage.
For the next part, I'm going to ask for another volunteer. Let's see here. How about you?
He appeared to be pointing at me. I looked around to see if there was someone else nearby he might be pointing at, but when I could see that the chairs around me were all empty, I looked back and pointed at myself quizzically.
Yes, you. Come on. Don't be shy.
I got up and walked to the stage, a feeling of dread somehow overcoming me. Several in the audience recognized me and began to applaud. I took the stage stairs on the side and joined the dog by the microphone.
So, my star pupil, may I ask your name?
When he called me Star Pupil, I reacted. Could it be? No. No way. I pushed the thought away. Birch Draper.
Looks like the audience here likes you, Birch. Anyway, can you join me over here, please?
He led me to the center of the stage where a few concrete blocks had been placed and put a long board on top of them, like a bridge. He then took a few breaths and broke through it. He motioned to his assistant to set up another.
Do you think you can imitate what I just did?
Almost without thinking about it, I took my place, lined up, and broke the board.
Well done, my star pupil. I wonder, have you ever done this before? Your moves were quite fluid to have never done it.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I see. Then you should have no trouble breaking through two of them.
He gave me a look like he saw something in me he recognized. My stomach tightened up further. To distract myself, I concentrated on the two boards and broke them easily.
Color me impressed. Do you think you can manage three? At this point, I have confidence you'll be able to do it just fine.
My head was pounding. My stomach was in a knot. Something was wrong. Something was very wrong. Why can't I figure out what? The pain in my knuckles brought me back to reality as I suddenly realized I had broken through the boards without even thinking.
Looks like that stung a bit. Medic! Here, keep this on your hand for a while. It should help. Can I get one last round of applause from my star pupil, Birch Draper?
I staggered off the stage, holding the bag of ice to my knuckles, and quickly left the pavilion. I walked quickly, trying to get away from there as fast as I could. It was wrong. It was all wrong. But why? My legs began to shake and I felt my strength failing. I found a bench and sat down, bending over, breathing heavily. No good. My stomach emptied itself. Why? Why was I panicking? What was it about that dog that bothered me? Thousands and thousands of questions spun through my dizzying head, and no answers.
Why do we never get an answer when we're knocking at the door? With a thousand million questions about hate and death and war. Cause when we stop and look around us, there is nothing that we need. In a world of persecution that is burning in its greed. Why do we never get an answer when we're knocking at the door? Because the truth is hard to swallow. That's what the war of love is for. It's not the way that you say it. When you do those things to me, it's more the way that you mean it. When you tell me what will be. And when you stop and think about it, you won't believe it's true that all the love that you've been giving has all been meant for you. I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for a miracle in my life. And if you could see what it's done to me to lose the love I knew could safely lead me through. Between the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused between the dead and the sleeping and the road that we must choose. I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for a miracle in my life. And if you could see what it's done to me to lose a love I knew could safely lead me to the love that I once knew. To learn as we grow the secrets of our soul. It's not the way that you say it when you do those things to me. It's more the way you really mean it when you tell me what will be.
Thank you.
Why do we never get an answer when we're knocking at the door? With a thousand million questions about hate and death and war. And when we stop and look around us, there is nothing that we need. In a world of persecution that is burning in its greed.